One of the gotchas of the internet is that when you press the send button, your text or your tweet, your oh-so-cute comment is sent into cyberspace where it will live forever, perhaps. No way to pull it back when you realize you gave away one of your most cherished secrets or you dissed your now former best friend. But this being a world of creative geeks and hackers, it hasn't taken too long for someone to figure out how to send that snide message anonymously, a rant, a rage, a troll. And now lots of people are signing up for new, more shadowy social networks where your snarky comment can live forever without your name attached to it. You want to join in? Here to tell us how to do it. In our app chat is our regular app expert, Ellis Hamburger, a reporter at The Verge here in New York. Welcome back to Science Friday.
Thanks for having me.
So people just got tired of having their stuff out there. They wanted a way to become anonymous.
Well, anonymous forums and panels have always been really interesting places to, expel whatever insults you have for the world, but also places to seek advice. So I don't know if I'd call them shadowy. I think human nature tends to see them, the public eye sees them that way. But in a lot of ways, people are just looking to be free from this digital permanence that has become so common in the age of Facebook in the last 10 years.
Let's go through a few of them. One of the most popular, Snapchat. Not anonymous, right?
Not anonymous. You know who's sending you a message, but the message disappears after an amount of time that you designate, let's say 3, 5, 10 seconds. There's a little dial and you can choose. So I can send you a photo or a video, and then you watch it, and it disappears, and it's gone forever. And the crazy part is that the app's been around for a few years, but we're at the point where this is really hitting the mainstream. Finally, there's some new ComScore research this past week that said 50% of people in America aged 18 to 24 use the app. And if you go a little broader to 18 to 34, we're looking at 30%. And now in America, it is number 3 most popular app behind Facebook and Instagram. It's finally getting to that place where this is a mainstream desire. And this isn't all sexts and secrets. I don't know about you. I don't have that many secrets to share, but
I didn't even know about it.
It's just the fastest way to send something, and then you don't have to worry about it being there for 10 years.
Wow. What about there's stuff like Google Chat's off-the-record function?
Yeah, right? That's been around for a while. It's inside of Google Chat, which is now Google Hangouts. And this was one of the earlier ways to click a button, and then all of a sudden you're off the record. But when you're within the context of a service or a piece of software that is very much on the record, it has that connotation. Even if you click that button, people don't necessarily feel so secure about it. That's why they're looking for places to express themselves that are these brand new apps, even if they're built by a few teens who don't know how to code that well, and the app crashes all the time and they get hacked here and there. People want this separate place to do it. And Facebook's come out with their own ephemeral disappearing messaging app called Slingshot. They want to get in on the action too. And they even reportedly put in an offer for Snapchat, but Snapchat said no. They don't want to be a part of the mothership.
And it was one heck of an offer, wasn't it?
Yes. It's reported $3 billion.
They said no to $3 billion.
They said no.
Do we know what it has gone up in value?
Yeah. Oh, for sure. I think it's probably tripled, if not quadrupled, in value. I mean, if you look at that statistic I was saying about the 50% of 18 to 24-year-olds, these are the early adopters. These are the people that discover these apps first, and then their parents are on it. Now my uncle's on it. And it's spreading, and that's where it starts, and that's the gold mine that venture capitalists are looking at. But that number, that 50% number, that's twice what it was that's just 2 years ago.
Unbelievable number. And but it's not monetized. We don't know how to make any money on it, off of it yet, do we? There are no commercials on it?
That's one of the many reasons they probably didn't want to join Facebook is because they don't want to take a conventional social networking, let's stick some ads in it. They want to try something a little more novel. And so what they've been experimenting with, my research says no money's changed hands yet, but they've been experimenting with ways to let brands that you follow send you a goofy snap. And you know what's funny is when a brand sends a terrible tweet about a current event that's just in really poor taste, everybody sees it.
It's viral.
And whereas if you send it on Snapchat, somebody might only have a couple seconds to see it, and it feels a little more personal, but it also doesn't last forever for them either.
All right, let's talk about the truly anonymous apps like Secret, Whisper, and Yik Yak.
Yes. So like you were saying, all the young coders in Silicon Valley, all the hackers, they've come up with a way to emulate every possible way that we could communicate. You can share one-to-one secretly. You can share where somebody knows it's you, but you don't know who you send it to. Yik Yak is local anonymous. So let's say you're at your school. You could post a status update about something nice, like what's for lunch today. And people at your school can see it. Whisper is a little broader. This is all over the world. You can post a confession or something that you're proud of, but it's anonymous, and people can kind of gather and talk about these things. Secret, at least so far, has been used a little more maliciously since it's only spread to Silicon Valley largely, where people are talking garbage about each other all day long, and all these services have had to adjust their terms to say, please don't say specific names, because
it's a license for libel.
People are killing themselves over these apps.
They really killing themselves?
There was one called Ask.fm, and there were, I think, 4 suicides, and the parents attributed them to apps like this. This was one where I could ask you a question, but it would be anonymous. So I could say something really terrible, and you wouldn't know who it's from. It just, when you get something like that, you know, maybe you've seen the comments online on any number of sites, and it really, really hurts when it's somebody that you don't even know saying something so malicious to you. So
especially vulnerable young people. Talking with Ellis Hamburger, reporter at The Verge on Science Friday from PRI. All right, give us another app of choice of yours.
Let's see. One I really like is called Tap Talk right now. So whereas Facebook lets you share something to all the friends you made in the last 10 years, it's so broad, and you do want to share big announcements with those people. But Tap Talk lets you share things one-to-one, and it disappears as soon as you sent it. And as soon as the person looks at it, it disappears. So the thing I like about this is that it's really nice. I would suggest everybody try it just with your close family members and your best friends. Half the screen is your camera. Half the screen is the faces of the people that you know. And when I tap on your face, I send you whatever I'm seeing, and then you can see it. Huh. And it's really intimate, and I've really come to love it over the last few months.
Now, with these anonymous apps, people might feel comfortable sharing their deep secrets and their photos, but it's always worth remembering that your identity is not secret to the company itself. Right.
Right. That's something that is...
And they could share that with the law enforcement that wants to go in and take it from them.
Yeah, it's certainly a concern. I think some of these companies have bent to the government's questions about specific messages. I'm not sure the exact numbers. It's not public information when this happens, obviously. These companies don't want their users to know that they're giving up your phone records like, you know, the telcos might. But the interesting thing is that people are sharing a lot more using these apps that, even if they're not anonymous, they're sharing something that disappears. And if you look at Snapchat, which they don't announce their user numbers, but it's probably between 30 and 50 million users, they're sharing more photos per day than all of Facebook's 1.3 billion users.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Is this because the revelations about the NSA have made people more wary about...
I'd say so, yeah.
Yeah.
I think that's definitely part of the narrative, because people are saying, well, not only is this going to be on the internet forever, but who knows how this is going to bite me in the butt someday. That's the thing, is that the things I share on Snapchat, they aren't embarrassing now, but who's to say what they'll be like looking 10 years on. Facebook, for example, offers a timeline, so I could go to your profile and see what you posted in 2008 and maybe that's something that seemed smart at the time. But
when you were a teenager.
Not in hindsight.
Right. Does it look like to you that we're going to be sharing less with strangers and then maybe circling the wagons more and sharing more with close-knit groups of friends?
I think there's going to be lots more sharing across every single spectrum. And one of the things Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg has said on his earnings call is that Facebook has really monopolized the way that people share with large groups, and they're about to focus a lot more on the private sharing you're talking about. One of the other leading photo sharing services is WhatsApp, which Facebook acquired. And people are sharing almost as many photos on WhatsApp as they are on Snapchat. And they have 500 million users, which is a lot more than Snapchat. But people share a lot more privately. And the big idea here is that these apps, these companies are trying to emulate the way that we talk in the real world. I don't know about you, but I'm not on the being taped by somebody's, you know, somebody's microphone 24 hours a day. And they're trying to, I know Snapchat, that's their philosophy, is that this is how we communicate in real life. You talk to your friend and it's gone. It's in your memory and that's it.
Yeah. Well, I want to thank you for taking time. You know, this is sort of new to me. I've not learned.
We weren't recording this, were we?
No, it's not. Alpha Centauri will hear, but no one else. So.
Okay, good.
Thank you, Ellis. Ellis Hamburger is a reporter at The Verge here in New York and always at the cutting edge of what's going on in social communities.